with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden and former President Trump take to the debate stage tonight in Atlanta at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has a preview.
In a rematch from 2020, the sitting president and his predecessor will square off for an hour and a half in a CNN TV studio, minus an audience. The debate comes earlier than usual and has the potential to impact a close race. Biden and Trump are virtually tied nationwide, with polls showing a Trump advantage in several key battleground states. The president is wrapping up a week's worth of debate prep at Camp David, while Trump was busy with campaign events last weekend before spending the past couple of days with advisors. Greg Clugston, Atlanta.
The Supreme Court is putting the Environmental Protection Agency's Air Pollution Fighting Good Neighbor plan on hold while legal challenges continue. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The rule is intended to restrict smokestack emissions from power plants and other industrial sources that burden downwind areas with smog-causing pollution. Among those challenging the rule, the energy-producing states of Ohio, Indiana, and West Virginia. The justices rejected arguments by the Biden administration and Democratic-controlled states that the plan was cutting air pollution and saving lives in 11 states. The regulation will remain on hold for now, pending a ruling from a federal appeals court. Bob Agnew reporting.
The court also cleared the way for Idaho hospitals to provide emergency abortions for now in a procedural ruling that leaves key questions unanswered. Thursday's ruling could mean the issue ends up before the conservative majority court again soon. The ruling came after an opinion was briefly posted on the court's website accidentally and quickly taken down. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 36 points. This is SRN News. One New York county takes a stand against transgenderism. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Lawmakers in Nassau have approved a ban of males competing against females in sports at all facilities in the county. The locality is one of the richest in the nation and voted for President Biden in 2020, but concern over injuries to girls forced to play sports against boys has been growing there. One Democratic lawmaker compared the Nassau County ban on males and female sports to what the Nazis did to the Jews during the Holocaust. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic lawmakers in Delaware have given final approval to a bill requiring most private health insurance plans and the state's Medicaid program to cover abortions. In addition to mandating coverage for abortions, the legislation prohibits most insurance plans, including the one covering state government employees, from charging co-pays, applying deductibles, or imposing any other cost-sharing requirements. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks inched higher on Wall Street as markets wait for a key report on inflation. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1%. The NASDAQ Composite added 0.3%. The Dow rose 0.1%. Walgreens Boots Alliance sank more than 22%. After reporting results that fell shy of forecast and cutting its outlook, the company said it could lose hundreds of more stores in the next 3 years. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. The Dow was up 36 points to 39,164. The NASDAQ gained 53 to close at 17,858. The S&P 500 added 5 points to 5,482. New York oil rose 84 cents to $81.74 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.